who's in charge. So, Ian, who, if people are looking for someone to blame, which is usually who's in charge, why they perceive that Bernanke was in charge. Who's in charge? There's been some interesting hacking of the U.S. Treasury. Who's in charge? Or was hacked a month or two ago.
The better question is why don't they mind? See,
who's in charge? Okay, so you have this. The legal code is not being acknowledged. Enron showed that in economic terms. So people look for a leader within their culture. Who's in charge? Within the United States, people looked to Bernanke, even though the legal code said that they're not responsible for bailing out the system. They looked to them for bailing out. What mental set, what psychology in the American culture create this elusive illusion that Bernanke was responsible for bailing everybody out?
We have an issue with bailing out.
Who's in charge?
And then the hole where the water's coming in is bigger than the bucket that you're using to bail it out. But the bailout is always a Band-Aid maneuver. The problem is that there's a hole in the boat.
Who's in charge?
And that is the issue.
Yeah, and the hole is the chip landscape, the technology that makes everything accessible to us, but obsolesces, marginalizes the economy based around the legal chemical body. That, again, comes back to that point. Who's in charge?
There's this bill out right now where they want to shut down the Internet.
Who's in charge?
Is that even possible?
Yeah. No.
No. Okay. All right. There we go.
They didn't even invent it. You have to ask the boys from CERN if they approve.
CERN, that's CERN in Switzerland.
Mm-hmm. They invented it.
That's right. Tim Berners-Lee.
So it's not theirs to shut down.
Mm-hmm.
It's not theirs to cut off. It's not theirs. They didn't create it, so they can't stop it.
Who's in charge? The cultural projection that the government, especially the president, has some kind of ability to do something about all kinds of issues. Who's in charge? And that is obviously, based on what Ian is saying, an illusion. But you can't stop people thinking there's a hierarchy within their culture. Who's in charge?
Right, I get
except that. Except that same hierarchy that they're counting on to change the world, and then they can't depend on it to show up to the meeting to even discuss it.
Who's in charge?
Right.
And he made the ridiculous move of raising interest rates in 2000.
No, he lowered them.
That's right.
He raised them. He lowered them.
In 2006.
All the way through.
Which puzzled people why he did that.
Correct. Because he was trying to stimulate by making things more affordable, which made the GNP higher because the value of property sales increased the value of the gross national product. But it couldn't be sustained.